November 4th, 1996, and my name is Betty Meyer. I'm a volunteer interviewer for the Germans from Russia Heritage Collection at the North Dakota State University Libraries in Fargo. And it's a pleasure to have Catherine Geoffrey Vetter in Linton, North Dakota to do our interview today. First of all, I'm going to start with the question, what is your name and your birth date and where you were born?
My name is Catherine Vetter. I was born in Marie
Township.
Township. Uh-huh. In 1924. My birthday is April 26th.
Okay. And what was your father's name? And do you know where he was born?
Joseph. And he was born in the United States, around the Hague area.
And do you know when and where he was? Did he die here?
He died in St. Michael's, Marie District, and he's buried there.
And what's the last name? Would you spell that for me?
Geffreh.
Okay. And what was your mother's name?
Marion Madra.
And was she born in Russia or the United States?
She was born in Russia.
Do you know what village?
What the,
Sales?
Sales,
yeah, Elsass. Russia.
Okay, and do you know where she died and was buried?
She died in Marie Township. In Linton.
Okay.
In 1977.
Okay. Let's see, I guess we didn't get where your father was, what year he was, died. Do we know that?
He died in 1945.
Okay.
On the farm.
Mm-hmm. How many brothers and sisters in your family, the Geoffrey family?
I have two brothers, Adam and John. And I have one sister, Mary.
Okay. Which ones are older? Which, name the oldest one?
Adam, Mary, John.
Yeah. Okay. Do you recollect any of your mother's stories that she might have told from South Russia, where she came from?
She didn't say too much because she was only 5 years old. So there was really not that much that she could tell us.
Mm-hmm. And her mother?
Her mother died when I was a little better than 2 years old. So I really don't know.
So you had no recollection there either. Mm-hmm. And your father was born here in the United States. So did he pass on any stories, though, that he might have gotten from his parents?
Well, from his mom and dad, yeah. His mom passed on quite a few stories, like it would be my grandma now.
Mm-hmm. Were they living?
She lived in the Hague area until she died.
Do you remember any of the stories that...
Well, what do you really...
Any family stories or about how they had grown up or conditions when they grew up or how they came to the United States. I think we'll skip over then from the stories.
I would know some from what my mom said.
Okay.
But not from my dad because my dad was not born in Russia.
Oh, okay.
But what my mom said when they came over. They had no home. They had to live with their uncle. But that would have been her dad's brother. Mm-hmm. They lived there until they found a little place for him. Then they made a little house. Mm-hmm. And then she would used to tell us how scared she was. She was the oldest. She was the second oldest girl in the family. And they all went out to work and she had to stay in. And how scared she was because there was nobody.
Oh.
living her out. Oh, she said, I was so scared. She couldn't wait sometimes till they'd come home. Mm-hmm. And the story she said when they left Russia, that she knew. Her grandma and grandpa were there when they bid them goodbye, mm-hmm. like family. Mm-hmm. And she said how her grandma cried. She said she cried. She said, if I would have been the boss, you know, they would never come over. She would have said, we're going to stay. But she said, Grandma and Grandpa just took off and left, and that was it. And Grandma mm-hmm. screamed and bawled. And she said, I'll never see you again. And that was it. They mm-hmm. never saw each other. They never rode each other. I don't think they could ride. None of them could ride because they didn't ride. But later they found out when they died, I think, from somebody. They let them know when they died. But that was a sad story.
Yes, that would be hard. But
yeah.
Now, they spoke German then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those were hard times.
Yeah,
not only when leaving over there, but also when they came
when
here.
When they came here, I didn't know mm-hmm. what they wanted here. Gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
The reason they left over there then was
for freedom.
Because for freedom
mm-hmm.
to get away from the
soldiers. Well, the mm-hmm. two, they all had to join the service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they didn't receive any letters then from the old
not
country.
Not as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. So they almost divorced themselves from
the family.
From the family mm-hmm. there. Did you learn German then
mm-hmm.
as a child?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you know which dialect that you speak?
Must have been the Dutch, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Dutch.
Okay. What were some of the childhood chores that you enjoyed doing?
Mostly feeding the chickens. They were kind of easier. And gathering the eggs.
What were some that you didn't enjoy?
Pigs. They drew you over.
So you had to do outside work. How about the kind of work inside?
Yeah. Scrubbing. Carrying water in, coal.
Mm-hmm.
And, fill the kerosene lights, kerosene stove. Milk cows, separate. Feed the calves. I never worked in the field much, just chores.
When do you remember starting to cook?
I cooked more for my aunt when I was about 8. They lived at the same place that we lived, you know, a little ways off. They lived in our house and they had 2 children. I cooked more for her than I did for my mom because Mary was older than I was.
Mm.
And I cooked for her. From my aunt more. That's where I learned a lot.
And who is your aunt? What is her name?
She was Julia Wolf. She died.
Wolf, is that her maiden name or her
no,
maiden
she
name?
Was a matter. She was my mom's sister.
Oh, okay.
Youngest
that's
sister.
Mm-hmm.
But then I learned a lot from Ma too, but I really didn't have to do it alone then.
Mm-hmm.
But my aunt would just take advantage of me. She'd go out and do something and say, well, you do this now by the time I come in. I really had to do it,
mm-hmm.
like peel potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And
you were 8 years old then.
I was about 8 years old. Mm-hmm. I remember when I made her first cake. It was a cream cake.
Did it turn out?
Yeah, it wasn't so bad. They ate it.
Mm-hmm. What other things did you cook? Do you remember?
Let's see. I made potatoes a lot. Probably chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know we butchered them, and I suppose I had to cook it too by the time
sure.
she came in.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll talk about the food a little bit later, but
mm-hmm.
Did you go to school up in?
Mm-hmm. I went up to the 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. What was it like to go to school? Did you mm-hmm. go to a one-room school? Or
we had a one-room school with all grades, and I remember one time we had 40 children in. And then they decided to make a double room. They made a double room, and about 2 or 3 years, there were hardly any left anymore. Kids were disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
Moved.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Did you have hot
well,
lunch program?
Well, we had hot lunch program, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you bring your own potatoes? Is that in something?
Well, first we started that way. We brought our own potatoes and laid them on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, we had NYA girls that came in. that worked.
NYA?
National Youth Administration girls.
Oh, okay.
And they had to work like in schools, and so they got their hours in.
Mm-hmm.
So they did the lunch program. They made lunch. Sometimes they made it at home and brought it. And I don't think there's very many things that they made there because we had no stove. They must have brought it. And then they served it to us. Like, they had pea soup. Sometimes we got stew, meat stew.
Mm-hmm.
And prunes, cooked prunes. I know it tasted good because all we had to do was bring our bread
mm-hmm.
or whatever we wanted. But then at least we had one hot dish.
Mm-hmm.
I think they made beans too sometimes, hot beans.
Do you know, I've not heard of this program before. Who sponsored it then? Was it the government-sponsored program?
Yeah, that was a government thing because it the county agent. It had to do with the National Youth.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And apparently the girls were involved with some educational program then along the way.
Yeah, they
were. Were they neighbor girls? Or?
Yeah, they were all from the same area.
Mm-hmm.
There were about six girls. And they could only start working when they were 18
mm-hmm.
for that program.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the summertime, they would clean the schools, the desks, the windows. And the boys would do the bathrooms outside. They had outside bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Or if there was something to do in the school, like well, something was broken,
mm-hmm.
then the boys would do that kind of work.
They take care of the schoolyard then, and the
mm-hmm.
school equipment outside?
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. Except they didn't cut the school ground. That was done by somebody auctioned. They auctioned that off. Somebody had to do that. It was not done by the boys.
Did you have a barn on your school
mm-hmm.
ground?
We had a little barn. Some people came with their horses,
mm-hmm.
and they had to put them in.
Mm-hmm.
And evenings, they went back home again.
Mm-hmm. How did they get hay for the horses there?
I think they had to bring it along,
they came
with a wagon,
mm-hmm.
and they had their own hay along, and maybe their own water too, because
mm-hmm.
there was no water in school at the time when I went to school.
Didn't have a pump on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Always had to carry water.
Okay, do you remember any of the playground experiences that you had?
We had a volleyball. Towards the end, we played volleyball already in school. So that was pretty new.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we had anything else that.
Remember playing games?
Yeah, we played baseball. That was our main game. We went over to the pasture and we had our baseball games over there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were so many kids, we could play anything.
With 40 children. It, from first to eighth grades, yeah.
Yeah, they had all
mm-hmm.
grades. And we played like Andy over. That was over the barn
mm-hmm.
with a ball.
Mm-hmm.
And pom pom pull away and tag. And we played a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
And usually our teacher would come and play with it, which helped.
Do you remember any of your teachers during those grades?
My first teacher was Marlene. And then my second one was Paul Schneider. We had him for 2 years. Then we had Art and V for 2 years. And then we came back to Merlane again. I don't know how he made it back again, but we had him another year.
Apparently he was a little different in his teaching techniques.
Yeah. And then we got a couple when we had this. By this time we had a double school. Then we had Mr. and Mrs. Edwin Lukey, and they came from Oaks, North Dakota. They were a married couple. We had them for 2 years. And then by that time, I was almost out of school. I had my brother the last year to teach. And I was in eighth grade then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those were the only teachers I had.
Where did the teacher stay? They stay at the school there, or did they
well,
go board?
Let me see. They boarded at my aunt's place, like Paul Schneider and Art and V and Merlane. They stayed at my, like I said, where I worked,
mm-hmm.
Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
Wolf. And then Mr. and Ms. Edwin Luby started out. We had a store building. It was empty, a building. We had a little country store. By that time it was closed. They lived in that for a year. And then it was so cold, that building. Then the next year they'd move up to Kunz's store. Mm-hmm. And lived there for a year. And that was all.
That was it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did you do after you graduated from the eighth grade then?
Stayed home.
You stayed home and worked and mm-hmm. helped on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And how old were you when you got married then?
22.
Mm-hmm. So you had
helped a lot at home.
Helped a lot at home then, didn't you?
But then at home, we had a lot of things going. Like we had 4-H. And in the church, we did a lot of things like they did that they don't do now. We had discussion club every week. And we had choir practice every week, and there were more things going for the youth out there than
in the community itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So was religion and church an important part in your upbringing?
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. We were looking forward for those nights, like the discussion club was religion, like mm-hmm. we had a Bible.
Like
it was
CCD
like a Bible
now?
Study. No, it was different.
What language was the church services and the prayers in?
We started out with German. No, Latin. You mean the church service were Latin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then after we were married, that only came...
Well, Latin, but it was German prayers.
German prayers. Latin. The Mass was Latin, and the prayers were in German. And then later we got English. Prayers and English Mass.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember approximately what date?
What year that was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, when we had Father Seller, wasn't it, Wendell? We started going in English.
Mm-hmm. Were your parents still alive?
My mother was.
Mm-hmm.
Just my mother.
How did they feel about that, such a change?
Well, I guess they didn't understand the Latin either.
Oh.
Well, the German prayers they did, but then Father kind of explained it to them. He said, you people that know your German, you just pray what you know mm-hmm. when we have to do it for the younger generation. Mm-hmm. That's why they went in English, so I really don't think we had too much gripe about it.
So you were baptized and confirmed out there then at
mm-hmm.
What church is this?
St. Michael's Church.
St. Michael's.
I was married there.
That's where your roots are, aren't
mm-hmm.
they?
I don't know, far down.
Were there any special activities when you were confirmed?
I still remember when we were confirmed. It was not really special, but...
It was a celebration.
It was a celebration because I still remember it. Everybody went to their home with their, like after confirmation, they went to their homes with their relatives or their family. They ate at home. It's not like now they go to a hall or we had no hall at that time. Everybody went home. And the same way with First Communion. But we always made it a little bit that we remembered it because we went over to the parish house and then Father would give him the picture over in the house, like a certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And he usually ended up with a candy bar
mm-hmm.
for the kids. That you remember that when you get a candy bar. That was
part.
So good.
Do you still have your confirmation certificate?
I don't know if we got confirmation certificates, but we had communion, First Communion. I think I still have it somewhere. We
mm-hmm.
never framed them because there was no room in the house to put them.
In those days, the certificates were so much bigger, weren't they?
Yeah, and where did you hang them? You had not enough walls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Were your parents and grandparents involved in founding the church out there, or any of your relatives?
Yes, my dad. After they were married, they started building St. Michael's Church. And he donated money already because grandma and grandpa had bought the land up at St. Michael's.
Mm-hmm.
And then they knew that's the church they're going to go to, so they had to put money in. start building, and when they came up, then they built the church.
Did the people around there build the church?
Mm-hmm. They all helped.
Mm-hmm. How did your family deal with death then? Were they...
Well, it was sort of a sad thing.
Yeah. Did they... Were they grandparents living in the home with you, or were they living someplace else?
My grandma would used to come to live with us because that's the only one we had, just one grandma that I know. But my grandpas were dead before we were born. Mm-hmm. And then my grandma died when I was two, Mother and Grandma. Mm-hmm. So we only had this one grandma. She would come live with us for a couple of weeks and then she would go to a different place again. She really had no home.
Mm-hmm.
After
so she rotated among
the
children.
She just rotated around with the children. And she died at her daughter's place.
Mm-hmm.
When she died. In Sealand.
And where is she buried now?
She's buried in St. Aloysius. That's the place where they lived. The Hague area, St. Aloysius.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
your dad?
Huh? Your dad died at home.
And my dad died at home. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And let's see, you said he was buried at
St. Michael's.
St. Michael's, right.
And my other grandpa is buried in St. Aloysius too, like my Geoffrey grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
They're buried in St. Aloysius, both of them.
Okay.
And the matrons in Strasbourg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with some of the wrought iron crosses? Did they have those at the cemeteries where your forefathers are buried?
There are some there, but not my... My grandma hasn't got one.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot in St. Michael's. But those were all that died before my parents died.
Okay. Now, I know you celebrated your 50th wedding anniversary here this summer. What are some of the heirlooms and sentimental things that you've maybe been passed on down? I don't know, maybe your family didn't save things. Maybe they couldn't. But
you mean
can you
like,
think of any?
You mean like my mom?
Mm-hmm.
Really not. Mm-mm. Well, I got my, like, you mean what I have from my mom that I still
mm-hmm.
have?
Mm-hmm.
All I have is a gus, you know, it's called a gus halsduk, like a blanket. Those that you put on a... That you went with a car. They never went without a shawl or
mm-hmm,
something.
Mm-hmm.
They call it Grishalstu in German. What would you call it? It's a shawl.
It's a shawl.
With tassels on.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have. And then my other sister had a few other things. She didn't have too much because it's worn out.
Mm-hmm.
The old,
mm-hmm.
you know, her older things.
Do you know the origin of that shawl? Was it something she brought?
No.
Got from her
thing
family?
Was from
it
was here.
Just, it was just from here then?
Yeah, it
okay.
was from here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What were Christmas celebrations like in your family, with your family?
Well, they were kind of plain. There was not too much. We knew it was Christmas, and we were waiting for it to get a little sack of things to eat, but there was nothing like the gifts they have nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Those big gifts, they don't even care for it's not anything to eat anymore. It's
was it an important part in the church?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. big celebration in the church for Christmas Eve, and then the next day, and probably the next 2 days. It was longer Christmas than now,
mm-hmm.
with in church.
Mm-hmm. And with family too?
And with family, yeah.
What were the Easter activities like?
They were about the same. They were not too big either. You got your little Easter basket,
mm-hmm.
and then you went to church. Well, I suppose you had some special things to eat for Easter because that was not like now. You didn't get that little Easter food that
You didn't have any special activities as a child when Easter was there?
Not really.
Mm-hmm. How about marriage ceremonies? Let's talk about yours, since you celebrated your 50th. You were married in the church then?
We were married in St. Michael's Church, and then we went over to Wendland's folks. We had dinner, like soup and kuchen, chicken. And then we had always had a supper yet, too. Mm-hmm. The supper consisted of, like, sausage, potato salad. Did we have big dabbles, Wendell? Usually
chicken?
We did. Big dabbles. No, the chicken was for noon.
Oh.
It was the noon meal. And then they had homemade bread and kuchen. That's about all.
So did you have a dance?
Oh, yeah, then we went to Napoleon for the wedding dance.
What kind of music did you have there?
We had Larry Fisher playing with the accordion and two other guys, drum and what was the other thing? A horn? It was a three piece.
Okay. How many days did this wedding celebration last?
Just one day.
Mm-hmm. Was there any singing of songs or?
Yeah, my uncle, like Wendland's uncle, I think they sang like the marriage song, the Ishtan song, they would call it. They sang that, I think, before we had dinner already, or was it before the supper? Right after dinner, they would sing that German song, wedding song. And then they danced a little in the afternoon at the house.
Did you have a shivery?
No.
No shivery.
They left us go.
You snuck by, huh? Oh.
No, I had no place to go, Wendland said, yeah.
They didn't have a wheelbarrow to carry you from the barn to the house, huh?
No.
How did you two meet?
Well, St. Michael's and St. Joseph's were close together. And when St. Joseph's didn't have as much church as we did because we had the same priest, we had to share them. So they came over to church a lot to St. Michael's, like for Christmas Eve or when was it, Wendell? When did you come to church more?
May devotions.
Oh yeah, we had May devotions always in June, in May and in June for 2 months every Sunday night.
Oh.
And he was usually along when he came to church. And then at wedding dances. And we knew each other maybe already when we were about 12 or 14.
Hmm.
But just kind of.
How far did your families live apart?
Well, it was only maybe 7 miles, but that was far at that time.
Yeah.
Especially when you belong to a different church.
Mm-hmm. So, you got acquainted when you came to a common area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then through wedding dances. There were more dances than there are now.
Ball
games sometimes Sunday afternoons. Yeah, we had ball games. See each other a little bit. Just knew we existed.
Well, it wasn't arranged by your parents then.
No, that was, we knew each other. And we dated before, but maybe 2 years before already, but then it kind of, my dad got sick, and he was sick for over a year in bed, so I didn't have much time to go anywhere. So kind of everything stopped, and then when, after my dad died, Wendland came over to visit me, which was so nice. We needed company. And then it's when it really started, I think.
And by this time you were probably
then older. I was old enough. I was 20, 22, mm-hmm. 21. Mm-hmm. Then I had time. And I knew I didn't want to stay single all my life.
Was there any entertainment in your home? Did anybody play organ or accordion?
No, nobody. Nobody played anything. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a musical group. No. What kind of German foods did you start preparing
making
then when you lived with your aunt, or helped your aunt, I should say? You said,
well,
Kuchen?
They made that cream cake a lot. It was a cake. I don't think she made Kuchen.
How about bread?
They made their own bread, yes. And usually, oh yeah, they made kuchen out of the bread dough.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put cream on and eggs, you know, custard.
Custard on.
Like every time they baked, and they made cream noodles.
Mm.
Like they rolled them out and then they put cream in and sugar and cinnamon and then they rolled them up again and baked them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they put cottage cheese in them too.
Oh yeah.
Cheese noodles.
Mm-hmm.
And they made blachenda, like with pumpkin. Blachenda, you know what that is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I can't make it.
Oh.
I've tried. It doesn't taste as good as...
Yeah, we usually had them by the time we came home from school. My mom would have made blachenda and then maybe a pot of potato soup or
mm-hmm.
bean soup.
So that was your snack when you came home from school?
Supper.
For supper.
Mm-hmm. Usually supper was ready then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you have homework to do when you came home from school?
Studying? Oh, yeah.
And then...
We had to do that after chores, though.
You had chores to do first.
First you did your chores. And then
before
it
got dark.
Mm-hmm. Then you could only study.
Did you do any dancing?
Yeah, we did barn dancing. And whoever had a shed that was empty, like Sunday nights or...
Who provided the music?
Mostly harmonicas.
Oh.
Somebody that could play a harmonica was a musician.
Hmm. Who were some of the people that came to the dances? Was it just
the neighbor
young
kids?
Neighbor
mm-hmm.
young ones?
Oh yeah, by that time I was growing up more. We had, like when we closed our country store, we had several dances in there. That was for the public.
Oh.
And we even had like little orchestras there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where the people met then. They had to get together. They didn't go to town for dancing.
Now, were these did this include children too in families?
No, mostly the ones that start like going to dances maybe from age 15 and 16. And maybe some older people would come,
mm-hmm.
fresh, newly married people.
Were the children permitted to go with the parents to different places?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. At my age, they had children. They could go along.
So one of the celebrations that I think of often are names days.
They never took them along, huh? Because they were just older people then.
Oh.
They had to stay home for names days or birthdays. Like.
Did your parents object to the public dances like at the stores there?
Not really. I think they were kind of glad that they had something going for the young people, because they couldn't go afford to go to town.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice get together. But then later on it got stricter, you know, you weren't allowed to have them anymore unless you had a permit or...
Oh, yeah.
So that's when it stopped.
The rules came in.
Yeah, got stricter.
Mm-hmm. Were your parents or your grandparents superstitious? But any different aspects of life, did they talk about hooting owls? I know you mentioned that your mother was the youngest in the family.
The only thing I know, they believed there was a light. They called it the Alicht. The Alicht would be a light that's lost, a lost light.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear that?
No, we haven't heard of that one.
They were so scared of those, and they made people believe that they are there. But I don't think there was anything like that. I think it was a reflection from the moon or something
mm-hmm.
that they saw, and then they got scared, and they thought it was a...
Was this out in the prairie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And some, they just really had strong belief that that really is a light that went after the people. Never did anything, but if the light followed them, but I think that's what it was. It was a reflection.
Can you identify any specific healing techniques that were used during those times?
There was a lot of browking done.
Mm-hmm. Anyone in your family do it?
Oh, yeah. No, not in my family, but I know my folks went to the browkers.
Do you know who they were? Were they neighbors or?
Well, I didn't believe so. No, I don't think we had anybody in our community, but they went to Wishick. There was a lady that brought. I don't think we had anybody in our community that did it.
Did it really help?
Yeah, I suppose.
Do you remember any of the special techniques that were used? Did you ever talk about it?
Yeah, when they had like a ringworm. What did they do now? They had to put some speck on, like a bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And
speck being fat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They were up to that. And then while they were there, the lady would pray over it. And then he had to come back maybe about 3 or 4 times. And by that time, it was gone. I think it was the prayer that probably healed it.
Mm-hmm.
And like they had a, when they had an infection in their finger, they would call it the worm. Did you ever hear that?
Mm-hmm.
The worm.
What did you say, Winnie?
Chairman of
water.
And we figured it out later on. All it was maybe was a nail. A nail infection.
A nail?
Fingernail infection. But then why didn't they get it now anymore? And when they had that, nothing helped except brauching.
Oh, really?
But they would look so terrible. My sister had it, that even meat would come out of it on the side, mm-hmm. You know, grow out of it. It was so bad already. And she was so in pain. And there was a lady here in town that brauched. She came in and she stayed overnight. She put a prune on that night. And I don't think it was a cooked prune, maybe a raw prune. And then she prayed over it. And then she came home and she had to come in maybe another 2 times and that darn thing healed. Didn't need a doctor, nothing. I'm sure if she'd have gone to the doctor, it would have cut all that meat off,
mm-hmm.
Trimmed it.
Did they pay her then?
Yeah, probably brought a little food in. I don't know. She was my cousin.
Oh.
So she was glad maybe to have company.
So you think that there are different sicknesses today as compared to back then, huh? Probably because of the use of soap, huh?
Or maybe the dirt that was in there caused, mm-hmm. infection. Mm-hmm. Had a little sore there and then it inflamed. I don't really don't know. But they got it in the toes too.
Hmm. Do you remember any roles about the midwives?
Yeah.
Did they deliver?
They delivered the babies.
In your community?
I remember my aunt, the one that I used to work with. She, her second and her third child were midwives. And then the fourth one too. But there she had a different one then. The other one I think had died by that time or moved away. And then they had a different one.
Mm-hmm.
They liked them.
Mm-hmm. And they were paid?
They were paid a little, $5. I still remember when they said they paid her $5, but they had to get her and take her back. And she,
mm-hmm.
probably stayed for a couple of hours longer, just in case something would come up.
Did you get German newspapers at home?
Yes.
Do you remember which ones?
The Harold, the Herald,
mm-hmm.
and the Landmann. That would be the Landmann,
mm-hmm.
in English.
Mm-hmm.
Staatsanzeiger, what was that?
There's
the state, what would you say, on sale,
mm-hmm.
reporter, the state's reporter, yeah, I think that's what it was.
How about the Dakota Free Press, did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
What kind, excuse me?
Those were the only three that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe other people got different ones, but that's all we got.
Mm-hmm. What kind of information did your family get from these newspapers? Did you keep track of families?
It was something like a Tribune now. There were a lot of headlines in that had happened, I think,
mm-hmm.
that they would read. And maybe old stories, too, like that had happened before already.
There were letters sent from the other country.
Mm-hmm. Oh, letters from the other country. That they would raise up on him.
Deaths?
That's probably it. Or maybe once that knew, wanted to let him know that they're still living.
Were there any funnies or comics, do you remember?
Were there, Wendell? I didn't read them.
Oh, okay.
We couldn't read German. We could read a little
That's
bit,
right.
but not in a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
We read in our catechism. I could read pretty good German, and in the we had little Bible stories.
Mm-hmm.
There, I could read.
So when you were going to the country school, you were learning strictly by English.
Mm-hmm. That German was in during the summer when we had like CTD here.
Mm-hmm.
We maybe had 3 or 4 weeks of religion.
Mm-hmm.
We had more than we have now.
So you didn't speak German at all in
while we weren't supposed to, but we did. We got a lot of punishment, and I'm glad to this day that we did.
When you were outside, though,
talk German.
You'd speak
and then
German.
We had to come in and sit down and write. Maybe 100 times, I will not talk German again.
Did your teachers speak German?
We had some that spoke German, yeah, but then we had some that didn't,
mm-hmm.
that didn't even understand.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the strictest ones.
They were.
Uh-huh. But that's maybe where we learned the most.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Could be. Do you remember when your family got its modern conveniences?
I know when we got our first Maytag washing machine.
Oh.
With a motor. And that darn thing wouldn't start. But still, when it did start, it was good.
Certainly better than scrubbing it with a scrub board and wringing it out by hand.
We had this one that
those,
you had too.
Yeah.
A washing machine where you went here and you rubbed it, kind of a rubber.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you don't? Katie. You never had any like that?
No, we sure didn't.
There was a washing machine, but you had to do it by hand. You pushed it.
Oh.
And then that would rub your clothes, but when it was standing, it didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Kids
mm-hmm.
had to take turn in doing it. And then after that, we got a one with a motor.
Mm-hmm.
It was
so you had no electricity yet then.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the next thing that you got? It was modern.
Our we had a kerosene stove already on. But I still remember when we didn't have any, when we got a kerosene stove and a little oven to put on
mm-hmm.
where you could bake your bread in. You didn't have to use your wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big accomplishment in the summer.
Haven't heard that one before.
And
that was a plus. Do you remember when you got electricity?
We were married already. We had two kids already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was great. The first thing we got was we put our washing machine into electric.
Mm-hmm.
We put a motor on it. We still used the washing machine, the same washing machine. And then we got an iron right away. We had kerosene irons before that you lit up. It's done.
Electric motor on the milk machine.
And then we got electric motor out of the milk machine. We had milk machine, but we had to do it by gas motor.
Oh.
And then we changed into electric.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great, great thing. And the separator we changed to electric. And then we got we had water in the basement. We had a pump, but we had to pump it. So we got electric motor there. That pumped our water then. How was it, Wendell? Explain.
A sump pump.
Mm-hmm.
Did it change your lifestyle any for reading and doing things at different times of the day or anything like that?
Well, I think it saved a lot of time that we had a little bit other time more to spend with the family maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was easier on us too.
How about the radio?
Yeah, we got our first radio.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that when we got it? Didn't Adam?
We had battery
radio. And then we got electric?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then afterwards came television only. Number of years. We didn't really have the first television in our community. We were kind of back. A lot of people had it before we did.
Now, you were already married.
Oh, yeah.
By that time.
We had maybe 5-6 children already by the time we got television.
So what were some of the first television programs that you watched?
Oh, the fights were really...
Wrestling.
The wrestling, yeah.
Did you watch Lawrence Welk Show?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Always. What else? Days of Our Life?
So the soap opera? Soap opera?
That was the only
one.
What family members do you remember the best? Think back generations or...
Like family members?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my sister and her husband lived really close, so we were together a lot. And Wendell's folks didn't live too far, so... And some of his brothers and sisters.
Now, where did you farm then? Did you get a farm of your own, or did you live on?
We lived in my mom's place. When we were married, I died, and then my mom didn't want to move to town.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved in with her, and then later she moved in with us when we bought the land. She lived with us almost 33 years till she died.
Now they go to the nursing home, don't they?
Yeah.